You don't need to know how to code. You need to know how to think. And if you're a consultant, a coach, a speaker, a lawyer, an accountant, or a real estate agent, you already have the most valuable skill. Everyone thinks AI is for engineers, that you need a computer science degree or years of technical training to leverage these tools effectively. That if you can't read code or understand how neural networks work, you're at a disadvantage. The opposite is true. This episode covers the five reasons non-technical thinkers are most equipped to lead in AI and how to leverage what you already know to build systems that scale your business without requiring you to become a developer. I'm Makeda Boehm. I've closed nearly 10 MLRs in tech sales over 4 years, earned seven figures doing it, and here I teach service-based business owners how to use AI, automations, systems, and agents to create more money, time, and options. AI is moving at the speed of daily. Let's build. The people building the best AI systems for their businesses right now are not engineers. They're strategists, educators, problem solvers, people who know how to think critically, ask better questions, and move fast with incomplete information. Technical knowledge helps you build the tool, but now the tools build themselves or can walk you through how to build them. Strategic thinking helps you build the business, and that's a completely different skill set. If you've spent your career consulting, coaching, teaching, advising, or serving clients in any capacity, you already have what matters most. You know how to diagnose problems. You know how to ask questions that surface the real issue underneath the surface issue. You know how to take complex information and make it actionable for people who don't have your expertise. That's the skill, and it translates directly to working with AI. Let's start with the first one. Reason one, you know how to think, not what to think. I'm going to tell you a story from college that shaped how I see everything. I was sitting in my African Civilizations course with Professor Nahusi, who was one of my favorite professors ever. And he gave us an article, just a regular news article about a village in Africa and their religious practices. It seemed like a straightforward piece, nothing deep to analyze there. And then he asked us a question, who is writing this story and what do they get out of framing it this way? He said, if this same community was in Italy, would it have been called a village or a town? Would their religious figures have been called idols or saints? Depending on whose culture you're talking about, whose religion you're referencing, the language changes. And the language shapes how you perceive what's being described. That's critical thinking. That's what I mean by knowing how to think, not what to think. Most people read information and accept it at face value. They don't ask who wrote it, why they wrote it, what assumptions are embedded in the framing, or what alternative interpretations exist. If you've been trained in the humanities, in social sciences, in law, in any field that requires you to analyze context and question assumptions, you already have the most important skill for working with AI, because AI doesn't think for you. It responds to the questions you ask and the context you provide. If you ask shallow questions, you get shallow answers. If you ask strategic questions, you get strategic insights. The consultant who can diagnose a client's real problem underneath the stated problem will get better results from AI than the engineer who knows how the model works but doesn't know what questions to ask. The coach who understands human behavior and motivation will build better AI workflows than someone who can code but has never worked with clients. The ability to think critically, to question assumptions, to see patterns, To connect disparate ideas, that's the mo. And you already have it. Reason two, you understand context, not just code. I have degrees in African American studies and sociology. I'm finishing a master's in data science. I started the degree in 2021, switched to and completed my MBA, and now I'm going back because there are AI specific courses and it's more aligned with what I'm building than sitting there debugging code for hours or going through SQL databases to pull data. Because here's the truth. That stuff is obsolete now. I know people don't want to hear that, but it's true. Computers are going to write to computers better than people ever would. What's needed is strategy and thinking. The ability to be a critical thinker. The ability to know how to think, not what to think. And that's what my Afrocentric education gave me. It taught me to always ask whose perspective is being centered, whose story is being told, and whose is being erased, what power dynamics are at play, what historical context shapes the present moment. That lens doesn't leave when I'm building AI systems. It shapes everything. When I'm setting up an automation, I'm not just thinking about efficiency. I'm thinking about who benefits, what assumptions are baked into the workflow, and whether the system I'm building reinforces existing inequities or creates new access. That's context. And context is what makes the difference between a tool that works and a system that creates leverage. Most LLMs were coded and programmed largely by people in Silicon Valley, a specific geographic area, a specific socioeconomic status, a specific set of life experiences. And those biases are encoded in the technology. If you do not have a point of view, if you do not have clarity about who you are and what you're trying to achieve, the AI will revert to the biases that are coded into it. But if you bring your own worldview, your own values, your own strategic lens, you can use these tools in ways that the people who built them never imagined. That's the advantage of being a non-technical thinker. You're not constrained by how the tool was designed to be used. You're free to use it in ways that solve your specific problems for your specific audience. Reason three, you know how to ask better questions. AI responds to prompts the way humans respond to questions. If you've ever coached someone, consulted for a client, or taught a student, you already know this. The quality of the answer depends on the quality of the question. A bad question gets a generic answer. A good question gets a useful answer. A great question surfaces insights you didn't know you were looking for. That's a skill. And it's not a technical skill, it's a human skill. The consultant who's been doing discovery calls for 10 years knows how to ask questions that get to the root issue. The coach who's been guiding clients through transformation knows how to reframe a problem so the solution becomes obvious. The lawyer who's been cross-examining witnesses knows how to structure questions to surface truth. All of that translates directly to prompting AI. You're not learning a new skill. You're applying a skill you already have to a new tool. And the people who are getting the best results from AI right now are not the ones who understand the technology best. They're the ones who understand people best. Because at the end of the day, these tools are designed to simulate human-like responses. And if you understand humans, you understand how to get what you need from the tool. Reason four, you've been trained to work with incomplete information. One of the most valuable skills in professional services is the ability to make informed decisions without having all the data. A consultant walks into a client meeting with 3 hours of prep time and has to deliver strategic recommendations. A coach gets 20 minutes with a client and has to identify the core issue and suggest a path forward. A speaker gets a brief from an event planner and has to customize a keynote for an audience they've never met. None of these scenarios give you complete information. You're always working with gaps. And you've learned to fill those gaps with pattern recognition, experience, and strategic thinking. That's exactly how you work with AI. AI doesn't give you perfect outputs. It gives you starting points, drafts, frameworks, and then you apply your expertise to refine them. The connector method is built on this. Fast action, evidence, confidence, results. You don't wait until you have the perfect prompt or the perfect workflow. You build something incomplete. You test it. You gather evidence about what works. And you iterate. Most people are waiting to feel ready, waiting to understand the whole system before they build any of it, waiting for the right conditions. But you already know that's not how mastery works. You know that confidence doesn't come from preparation. It comes from participation. Every system I've built, including the content engine running this podcast, started as an incomplete version of itself that got better through use. That's not recklessness. That's how professional growth happens. You take action, you get feedback, you assess, you iterate, you move forward with evidence, and nothing helps you move faster now than AI. Reason 5, you understand people, not just processes. Here's the thing about AI that technical people sometimes miss. The tool is not the product. The output is not the deliverable. The client experience is what matters. A consultant doesn't get hired because they can run a good analysis. They get hired because they can translate that analysis into a strategy the client can actually implement. A coach doesn't retain clients because they have a good framework. They retain clients because they understand motivation, accountability, and human behavior. A speaker doesn't get rebooked because they have good slides. They get rebooked because they connected with the audience and delivered value in a way that felt personal. All of that is human skill. And AI doesn't replace it. AI amplifies it. The best use of AI is not to replace the human parts of your business. It's to automate the non-human parts so you have more capacity for the human parts. Your genius is not in the research. It's in the strategic recommendations you make based on the research. Your genius is not in the content editing. It's in the perspective and insight you bring to the content. Your genius is not in the client onboarding form. It's in the transformation you guide them through once they're onboarded. AI handles the first part, you handle the second. And together, you deliver at a level that neither could achieve alone. That's the unlock. So let me bring this all together. If you're a consultant, a coach, a speaker, a lawyer, a therapist, a doctor, an accountant, an architect, a real estate agent, or any kind of service-based business owner, you already have the skills that matter most. You know how to think critically. You understand context. You know how to ask questions that surface insight. You've been trained to work with incomplete information, and you understand people, not just processes. That's not just enough to succeed with AI. That's the competitive advantage. The technical people are building the tools. The strategic people are building the businesses. And the businesses are what scale. The businesses are what create leverage. The businesses are what generate more money, more time, and more options. So here's what I want you to do. Stop thinking you're at a disadvantage because you're not technical. You're not. You're ahead. Start thinking about the systems in your business that are consuming your time without requiring your genius. That's where AI goes first. And then build one system at a time. Fast action, evidence, confidence, results. You don't need to become a developer. You don't need to learn to code. You don't need to understand how large language models work at a technical level. You just need to understand your business, your clients, and your strategic goals. And then you need to ask better questions of the tools that already exist. That's it. That's the whole game. And if you're wondering where to start, the AI Employee Report at audit.seedandsociety.com is built exactly for this. 11 questions, your personalized build plan free. It's designed for non-technical people who want to leverage AI without becoming engineers. Take it, see what it tells you, and then start building. The newsletter is where all of this connects. Tools, frameworks, workflows, breakdowns. Sign up at newsletter.seedandsociety.com. Until next time, continue planting the seeds for a better society.